Welcome to State of Fair Passport. Join us as we explore the strange and unknown that lie beyond our borders, bringing you tales of terror and intrigue from around our fascinating and dangerous world. We appreciate you joining us today. The legend called The Devils in the Bins is the topic of today's story. The House of the Bins, or simply the Bins, is a historic house in West Lothian, Scotland, the seat of the DL family. It dates from the early 17th century and most recently was the home of Tom DL until his death in January 2017. The estate spreads over two hills from which its name is derived. It is called the House of the Hills and is set on 200 acres of parkland. The house enjoys panoramic views of central Scotland, to the north across the River Forth, to the Highlands, and south over the Pentland Hills. The house contains a collection of porcelain, furniture, and portraits which trace the family's lives and interests through the centuries. The first owner and subject of our story is Sir Thomas DL of the Bins, 1st Baron, 1615 to 1685. He was a Scottish royalist general in the War of the Three Kingdoms. He was imprisoned in the Tower of London after the Battle of Worcester in 1651. But he did manage to escape. He later fled to Russia, where he served Tsar Alexis I, father of Peter the Great, in the Russo-Polish War and in other conflicts against the Turks and Tartars. Credited with bringing the thumbscrew over to Britain, his time in the Russian military also earned him the nickname the Muscovite DL. It was after the suppression of the Pentland Rising at Rulion Green, at which over 1,200 captured Covenanters were tortured and imprisoned in Greyfriars Kirkyard, that he gained his more common epithet, Bloody Tam. So, it is pretty clear to see why the devil would have some interest in him. As the story is told, in the 17th century, the house was the home of General Sir Tom DL, also known as Bloody Tam, an important figure in the Scottish military. The general made bold claims that he played card games with the devil on many occasions. The story goes that Tam usually lost to his evil opponent, but on one occasion he was victorious. The devil was so angry that he threw a marble table at him, which crashed through the window and landed in the sergeant's pond outside. The general is said to have told the devil, who threatened to blow down his house and its walls, that, quote, "I will build me a turret at every corner to pin down my walls," also commonly known as "get off my lawn." This would, of course, be their last game. No further information on his dealings with the devil were ever available. I did try to find more information. There just was none there. Now, when the pond did dry up years later, a marble table was indeed found. The cards, goblet, and spoon believed to be used in the game are displayed in the house, as is the restored marble table, which stands in the Lay Hall. The House of the Bins is now property of the National Trust for Scotland, and is open to visitors during the summer months, with its iconic Tower of Bins, walking routes, and over 200 acres of parkland to explore the grounds. I guess Georgia isn't the only place where hell's broken loose and the devil deals the cards. Safe travels, everyone. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you at our next destination.